Scientific evidence is mounting that wearing a mask is an effective way to prevent the spread of the coronavirus. But in many states, including here in West Virginia, officials have been reluctant to mandate mask wearing in public. In the Eastern Panhandle, one town has passed a resolution that strongly encourages mask wearing, and it gives businesses the option to get local police involved if customers refuse to wear one inside their establishments. Liz McCormick has more.
At many businesses in Shepherdstown, there are bright orange posters and windows that read, "Protect. Masks required here," including at this popular spot, the German Street Coffee and Candlery.
We were issued masks by the town, which I thought was awesome. So when people come without their mask, we can offer them one.
That's Alexandra Casserly. She's an employee at the German Street Coffee and Candlery. Casserly and her co-workers were glad to hear about the resolution passed by the Shepherdstown Town Council in late May that strongly encourages mask wearing. She says while they haven't had any issues with customers refusing to wear a mask, she feels safer knowing they can require customers to wear them and that if it was necessary, the police could get involved.
It just gives us a bit of backup if an individual is difficult. I wouldn't necessarily want to cause a huge amount of trouble, but I would like them to be escorted from the premises if they will not cooperate and are aggressively coming in to make a point.
Shepherdstown Mayor Jim Oxer says the council can't require anyone to wear a mask unless the governor makes wearing one indoors mandatory, but he maintains that under state statute, what they're doing is perfectly legal and is to protect Shepherdstown residents, visitors, and to empower the town's businesses. He says the decision to pass the resolution was based on guidelines set by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention and the Jefferson County Health Department. Oxer also points to the region's increase in coronavirus cases and the fact that Shepherdstown is a tourist town that's close to the Washington, D.C. metro region. Jefferson County has seen more than 200 positive cases of coronavirus. Its neighbor, Berkeley County, has held the highest number of positive coronavirus cases in the state for weeks, with more than 400 positive cases. Both counties remain on high alert.
Jefferson and Berkeley initially were considered hotspots. And the Jefferson County Health Department is adamant in their suggestion, their recommendation, that masks are important.
According to the town resolution, a business owner is strongly encouraged to require or at least encourage the wearing of masks within their establishments. As private entities, they already have the right to set their own policies, so requiring a patron to wear a mask to enter is a choice a business can already make. But along with that resolution, the Shepherdstown Police Department also provided a letter to Shepherdstown businesses that says police can get involved if someone refuses to wear a mask and enters a business anyway. The person could be subject to a trespassing charge if they insist on coming inside after being asked to wear a mask and still refuses to do so.
It's no different than no shirt, no shoes, no service. No shirt, no shoes, no mask, no service.
And other establishments in Shepherdstown are also glad to have the resolution, though it's not as easy to enforce everywhere, like a restaurant, where eventually you have to remove your mask to eat and drink. Tabitha Dolan is the general manager of the Blue Moon Cafe. Dolan says she encourages customers to wear masks up until their food arrives, and that when asked to wear one, most people comply. She says she doesn't anticipate needing to reach out to the police to enforce mask wearing inside of her restaurant.
I really don't think it's going to come to that here. Most of the customers are long-time customers, and we don't really usually have any ruckus here. I mean, that's the bottom line, so I don't think that we'll have to worry about it. And I hope that we don't.
Dolan admits she doesn't always wear a mask in public herself because she has a lung disorder and says she has difficulties breathing with one on. But she requires her staff to wear a mask while working. They also have a sign in their window asking visitors to wear a mask as well.
I have my opinions about it both ways, but I also want my staff to feel comfortable. So I am kind of glad that they did pass that. But on the other side of that, you know, I have to think about people like me as well.
In some communities in the United States where masks have been mandated in public spaces, there has been some pushback. But according to Mayor Oxer, that hasn't been the case locally. On social media, though, one Facebook post on a local story about Shepherdstown's resolution has about 90 comments. Most were negative, saying the move will hurt the town's businesses and local economy. At the state level, Governor Justice continues to urge West Virginians to wear masks when in public, but has so far decided against issuing a statewide requirement that people wear masks indoors, which other states have done. Here he is at one of his recent virtual press briefings.
First of all, it's almost impossible to enforce. And the second part of it is just this, is it will divide us. There'll be people that think now we've gone too far and we're really treading on their freedoms and lots and lots and lots of stuff and everything, and it will divide us. If we can do it on a voluntary basis where we're all pulling the rope together, we'll be a lot better off.
Back in Shepherdstown, Alexandra Casserly at the German Street Coffee and Candlery says she feels the state should consider passing a statewide mandate to require the wearing of masks in public.
I know that there's this argument, you know, about my freedom, but I think with freedom comes responsibility, and we are all responsible for other people's health. So I think by wearing a mask, you are showing respect for others, not necessarily thinking just of yourself.
To date, West Virginia has seen more than 2,800 positive cases of the virus, with more than 90 deaths. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Liz McCormick in Shepherdstown.
West Virginia Public Broadcasting reached out to city clerks in Charleston, Morgantown, Huntington, and Wheeling to see if some of the state's larger cities had done anything similar to Shepherdstown. But as of right now, it appears Shepherdstown's resolution to strongly encourage mask wearing is unique in the state.